Hello loves, I'm hoping everyone is okay, everyone is doing good, and damn, I've missed you guys so much. And by the way, thank you so much for everyone who listened to my last episode. Yeah, it was quite a long time ago, if I may use that. Yeah, we've not been posting for some time. Yeah, I lost my phone like 2 months ago. Yeah, and I don't have a phone until now. I'm using an outdated one for the time being. But hey, that doesn't matter. What matters is that we are here and we are here with a bang. And first, I want to thank those guys who sent me their meals. Like, I was like so touched. Like, for the first time since I started this podcast, for the first time, someone did decide to send me a response, and I was like, wow. And the responses were so warm. So Joel, thank you. Joel is from Canada. Yeah, I got your email, thank you. And I got another one from Mary, that one is in Kenya, and another one from Kenya too. She's a girl, her name is Shirley. So thank you guys so much for always listening. And I mean, guys, when you send me responses, it touches my heart, because I mean, doesn't feel good to be making a voice note for, yeah, I mean, to be making podcasts for no one. I mean, you know, not voice note, sorry. I'm too occupied with my WhatsApp status. Anyway, guys, so hoping you guys have been okay and have been doing good. Well, today I want us to talk about something that happened to me on Friday, and got me thinking like, you know, that kind of feeling. So, you know, I study. Yeah, I do school. I'm currently taking a diploma in journalism and mass communication. So I have to commute from home to school, like, on a daily basis, in the morning and the evening, you know. And on Friday, that was the routine. In the morning, I got from home, went and picked up my tattoo, and then went to school. In the evening now, I was like, why don't I try walking? You know, I was feeling a little bit, you know, when you feel a little bit energetic and you just want to take a walk. And I was like, how about I walk from school to home? I mean, it's not that far away. It's about 1.5 kilometers. So it's not a big distance. So I decided to go ahead and take that walk, you know. So here I am with my earpiece on. I'm walking, and mind you, I used the Jogo Road, and the road that connects the CBD to the Jogo Road is a very busy road. I mean, you get Jua Kali people there, these people who make sufurias, these people who make wheelbarrows, you'll get fruits vendors, you'll get it's a very, very busy street. And so here I am with my earpiece on, you know, I'm walking, enjoying my walk, I'm walking, 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 and then I see this guy who's standing right in front of me, and he has that face, what? And I'm like, okay, remember I have my earpiece on, so I have to take my earpiece off and ask him, what is it? And then to my surprise, this guy insults me, and he's like, sasa juu nimekusalimia utaringa. And I'm like, what? Okay, for those who don't understand Swahili, that means now just because I said hi, you're putting your ego up there. And I'm like, okay. First, I wasn't listening to you. I was busy with my earpiece, you know, and I didn't even listen to what you were saying. Second, even if I did listen to what you were saying, man, you have no right to tell me that I have to answer you. Like, come on, it's a free world. I answer you when I want to, you know. That is what is running in my head, and so I asked the guy, what's your problem, why are you insulting me? And the guy says that you know, ladies of nowadays, when a guy says hi to you, you think that you own the world, you think that you're walking on the world, you know. Me, I just look at the guy and I'm like, okay. And then I just walk off. I leave him back there insulting, you know, and his insults are, you know, get to me, and I just walk, and I've not even gotten far. Now I'm on Jogo Road. I'm the Jogo Road. I'm walking. I've not even gotten that far. Another guy comes, and this one taps my shoulder. Hi. And I'm like, hi. And because of what I had gone through, you know, just a few minutes earlier, I'm like, I don't want to talk. So he's like, hi, what's your name? I'm like, she. And then he starts asking questions like, this is a person trying to get to know you. He's like, where are you from? And because I'm not feeling like it, I'm like, sorry, but I don't feel like talking right now. I'm just not in the mood for that right now. And then the guy snaps and just insults me. And I'm like, okay, not again. Not again. And then I ask the guy, wait a minute, why are you insulting me? Don't I have the right to, like, not talk to anyone I don't want to talk to? And then the guy is like, no, actually what he said, okay, in some other context, but what he meant was exactly what the other guy said, that, you know, ladies, when we say hi to you, it's not because you're almighty, it's not because we're just trying to, you know, notice you. And I ask him, and who told you that I wanna be noticed? Cause first, I had my earpiece on. I didn't even listen to what she was saying. You were the one who tapped my shoulder and I turned. So what on earth tells you that I was trying to get noticed? And the guy, you know, snaps, continue insulting. And I'm at this point, I'm like, no, 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 no more walking home. I just stood there at the bus stop, you know, waited for another matter to get me home. Yeah, and this got me thinking, you know, on my way home, yeah, now on the matatu, this got me thinking, and I'm like, wow, how many ladies go through this? Like, because when I'm commuting from my normal routine in the evening, when I'm commuting from school to home, I normally see a lot of ladies walking down that street, and I'm like, okay, is this what ladies go through, like, everywhere? And a question pops in my head, like, who on earth told people that just because they say hi to you, it is their right that you have to say hi back? Like, come on, if I don't want to say hi to you, I don't want to say hi to you. Like, you don't know what someone is going through. You don't know if this person has their own problems and traumas, and here you are forcing them to speak to you when they don't want you to speak to them, you know? And I was really pissed off, and I got home and put this on my WhatsApp status, and guys were like booming it up, you know? Guys were like, yeah, it is not right, you know? And I got about 6 ladies who said the same thing, that a lady can't walk like more than 100 meters without her being ogled by guys, you know, these guys who look at you like, who look at you in a weird way, and you see them undressing you with their eyes, and they look at you with drooly mouths, you know? And I'm like disgusted by that fact, because I don't know, I think they deserve more than that. I think they deserve more than that. But my point here is that, darling, you don't have to say hi if you don't want to. You know, you don't have to talk to someone if you don't want to. If someone doesn't want to talk to you, then leave them alone. Leave them alone. You don't know what these guys are going through. You don't know if they have their own traumas. You don't know how they are, you know, faring. You don't know what they are going. I mean, that thing really pissed me off, and I had to share it. I really had to share it, because, like, this is so barbaric in some way. It's not right at all, you know? It's very, very, very not like... It's like... Okay, let me just use the word barbaric, you know? Yeah, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense. But anyway, guys, yeah, that's what I wanted to confess. Is it confessing, really? It's sharing. There's a difference, right? Yeah, there's a difference between sharing and confessing. Yeah, let me use sharing. Yeah, that's what I wanted to share with you guys. And I'm waiting for your responses. So I'm gonna pop a question. Tell me about the craziest things you've gone through while taking walks home. Yeah, or to school, or to work, or to everywhere. Yeah, come on, guys, tell me about those crazy experiences. And I mean, ladies are not the only one who go through this. Like, guys go through it too. Yeah, I've seen ladies literally drool over a guy that's walking out down the road, and they go with him until the guy disappears. Like, their eyes follow the guy until the guy disappears. I mean, that is so, so, so uncomfortable, knowing that someone is looking at you like that. Yeah, it gives me the feeling of going to a club and then people look at you like that, and you're like, I'm so uncomfortable, you know? Though my case is different, because I always say it, when you stare at me, I tell you that you're staring and it's making me uncomfortable. But anyway, guys, tell me about those crazy stories. Yeah, tell me about those crazy stories that you've gone through. You can do that on my email. Yeah, you guys can send me an email at ruthshiro5 gmail.com. You can do that on my Instagram at artisticshe. Like, all my social media pages are at artisticshe. Make sure you follow me, and also make sure you follow my YouTube channel. Subscribe, guys. I'm gonna start making shoes this week. Yeah, I have exams on Wednesday and Friday, I guess. Then I have a school magazine that I'm working on, but I'm gonna be here to give you all that. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna be here to share more, and expect another episode tomorrow, now that I have a recorder. So I'm gonna be doing another episode very, very soon. If you need us to talk about anything, just go ahead and inbox me about what you want us to talk about. But right about now, guys, I've gotta bounce. I've gotta go have a class after this. But don't forget to answer my question. Tell me about those crazy experiences you've gone through while walking down the streets, while walking down the roads. You know, those uncomfortable, craziest experiences. But right about now, guys, bye. I love you so much. And make sure you share this podcast. Bye.